Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode, our latest episode of the Quick Block podcast here. Talk a number of topics in this episode with India and Zimbabwe, in Test cricket, men's Test cricket back with England and the West Indies, and a few things going on in the world of cricket with Ben Stokes' comments surfacing during last year's Ashes. And David Warner may not have played his last game for Australia. We'll talk about these and more on this episode with my co-host Nash. Nash, how's things, mate? Keeping warm or what?
Yeah, it's been really cold in Melbourne. A lot of rain, a lot of wind, 1 degree, 2 degrees, not a lot of sun around. So yeah, typical Melbourne, but it's been good. The cricket's back, red ball cricket's back. T20 is still happening. I don't know why, but and looking forward
to late cricket as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of cricket happening, and I'm just losing track of all the cricket. But to sum it up, Test cricket is back.
Yes, it is. We had sun come out the first time in about 3 weeks yesterday in Sydney. So, man, it's been miserable, but
yeah.
Good to have Test cricket back, as you said. Not good start for West Indies yesterday. 121 all out, and then England doing their thing. India 1-0 down originally against Zimbabwe, but coming back to lead 2-1. But what I want to touch on first is Ben Stokes' comments that came out last week through the ECB's documentary on the Ashes. It's something that I like to talk about. And the beauty about baseball is that it gets Australians talking about cricket even in the middle of winter over here. So, well done, Ben Stokes. But for context to all the viewers and the listeners, here are the comments that Stokes said to his teammates after the fourth test in last year's Ashes, which was rained out because England then could no longer regain the urn. So the reward for our work isn't what we get, but what we become. And what we've managed to do, we've managed to become a sports team that will live forever in the memory of people who are lucky enough to witness us play cricket. As you shake your head, Nash. I know it's going to be a bit
the last on the table.
I know it's going to go hurt.
You're last on the table. Just shut up. Just play cricket. Try to win.
Oh, man.
They're literally sitting last on the World Test Championship table.
Well, at the time, they weren't. But this is what really got me. What we have done is something a lot bigger than any Ashes trophy could ever signify for this team. Be the team that everybody will always remember. Well, last time I checked, I think fans remember winners. I wouldn't have this baseball team even in the top three most memorable England sides in this century. I've got Flower and Strauss's England team that won in the Ashes here in Australia. I've got Cook's team in that one in India, and I've got Michael Vaughan's 2005 team. They're more memorable for me.
Absolutely. I mean, people when people talk about good teams or great teams, people will talk about the, let's say, the team of Clive Lloyd. If we go way back, if we speak about the 2000s, people will talk about, you know, Ricky Ponting's test team or Steve Waugh's test team, or like you said, Andrew Strauss's 2010-2011, you know, Alistair Cook's team in India, because they won what they wanted to win. It's not like, you know, it's not like Ben Stokes, you know, it's not about what we get. Yes, it is about what you get. It is.
Absolutely. That's where it's from.
A fact. It's not, you can't just go about throwing theories that this is what we are doing, this is what we are doing. No, you're not. You're not going to be remembered. All people will do is, let's say in 25 years time, remember that one summer when England tried to change cricket? Yeah. How did that go? we lost everything. That's how you'll be remembered. That's how people remember.
Yeah, in that year, England won, since the start of last year, they've won four games. So out of how many? 12 or something? Yeah. And they've blown a lot of golden opportunities to win those games as well. Like in New Zealand, when they enforced the follow-on, they lost that game. They lost games in India that they were in a great position to win. And they lost games in the Ashes they were in a great position to win as well. Baseball is entertaining. Right, all this, the way they play is entertaining, and they've played some good cricket, but great teams don't let opponents back into the game as often as they do.
I mean,
it's not just about the way you play, but it's about the results.
The thing about calling this style of play entertaining, yes, you score a lot of boundaries, you score a lot of runs, and they might, you know, win a test or the series in this summer against West Indies and Sri Lanka. But my point is, there have been a lot of players before this team, not in England, all around the world, who have played similar style of cricket. They're not... this is not new. It's not a revolution of some kind.
It's the problem for me, there's a sense of arrogance about this, this England team. Like Ben Duckett saying we should get some credit for Jaiswal and the Indian players playing so well in the earlier series. It's like, come on, man.
The funny thing for me is, you know, we talk about, you know, this banter and, you know, the English are great at banter when it comes to football and all this stuff. This is not bad. They are actually believing what they are saying. They are saying this with a straight face. Ben Stokes actually said, it's a privilege for the people to watch us. I mean, it's a privilege for you to play in front of English fans. It's a privilege to play for your country. It's not a revolution. You're not trying to change the world. You're doing your job by trying to win games, which they are not trying to win games. But
and they're not saving Test cricket either.
You know, what do we know about winning games? You know, we are just Indian and Australian fans. What do we know about winning games?
What do we know? We don't know. We've never seen our teams win. But the thing is, it's like, how can you say it's bigger than any Ashes trophy could signify? How would that sit in the mind of England fans? I saw a lot of criticism for that, even from England fans, to go, no, we want the Ashes.
Yep.
You know, by the time they go into Australia next year, would be over a decade since they won a series in the Ashes, home or away.
Yep.
That's what they want. They want to win.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And anyway, all this talk, all these comments, and in the end, December 2025, January 2026, England will end up losing 4-0 or 5-0. You know, I saw this funny tweet or funny post on X the other day saying, you know, the only difference between England losing 4-0 or 5-0 is the Sydney weather. And it's so true. I mean, it's so true.
It's
absolutely true. Like all this talk, all these comments, changing the way people play cricket and all this, you know, malarkey.
You can make all those comments, but you got to walk the walk. And how do you do that against the top teams?
And they haven't done that yet. They tried that in India, and you know, we all saw how that went. And I don't think it's going to work in Australia as well. And mind you, Australia is still 18 months away.
Yes.
There's a lot that could happen between now and then. Australia is still 18 months away.
And speaking of Stokes, he's out for four. So his poor run of form this year in tests, going back to the India series, continues. The thing is as well, for me, it's a bit of a facade, the baseball thing, to say if we do lose, I can blame it. I can go hide behind the style. Say, look, this is the way we play. We can go behind that excuse. This is the way we play. This is our style. We're not going to change it. And then when we win, we praise it. So, you know, you try to avoid the spotlight in that sort of way. But no, you got to take your opportunities when you get them. In England, really haven't under Stokes and McCullum as yet. But yeah, as you said, they've got a pretty comfortable summer, I think, and then I think Pakistan and New Zealand away.
I still see them losing a test here or there, England this summer.
Even at home?
I think so. I think they'll drop a test somewhere. And it's a lot to do with that style of play, I'm going to say, because you never know what will happen. And here we are sitting and talking about this. Their current run rate is 4.6. And Joe Root's playing at a strike rate of 60. So he's not... It's safe to say he's gone back to his Joe Root days, what got him all the success. Yes, he might play a reverse lap here or there after he gets his 100, but it's safe to say...
you've got to earn the right to do that.
Exactly. From what we've seen, he's gone back to his old style and technique and what got him success in that two-year period from 20 to 2022.
Because I think of that reverse sweep against Bumrah he played in that test series against India, and he got caught you know, first few overs of the day where England were in a good position. That's the stuff I'm talking about. So
I mean, how do you think?
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to play a reverse sweep against the greatest Indian bowler ever and get away with it?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
And then you hide behind the style. You say, look, this is the way we play. It's worked before. But when it works before, you're so far ahead in the game. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's about context. It's about understanding the game situation and playing to the match situation, playing accordingly. Yeah, that's where England haven't quite grasped it. So we'll see how this series goes. Into other news, David Warner, Instagram post the other day, spoke about his career, but he also spoke about that he will be open to a Champions Trophy return. I think he's mentioned that before as well, that
yeah,
if Australia do want his services in a Champions Trophy, he'll be open to it. I've tweeted, you know, I like David Warner in white ball cricket, and it'd be great to have him in the team anytime, but now it's time to look for the future for Australia. Fraser McGurk is the future. And you give him that ICC experience next year in the Champions Trophy, it's very good for 2026 T20 World Cup and then the 2750 over World Cup. Yep. What do you reckon?
I mean, Australia has got some brilliant youngsters waiting in the ranks. You got Jake Fraser McGurk. Yeah. You got Ollie Davies as well, who... you know, who came onto the scene a couple of years ago with the 50 over Marsh Cup and scored some good runs as well. You got Matt Short as well, who's been doing pretty well in the domestic circuit. Obviously, you got the regulars, you got Cameron Green and all these guys as well. So I think Australia is in a good spot at the moment. Like you said, provided that they give that experience to those youngsters. So I don't think they really need David Warner. If you look at 2027 World Cup, is he going to feature in that World Cup? My answer is no.
No way.
You have to start.
What you want to do is prepare for that now.
Exactly.
You want to prepare for that.
And
Fraser McGurk is the guy. And even if he's, say, we've got Pakistan later this year in white balls and other games. Say he has a bad run of form and you think maybe he's not quite ready for the Champions Trophy. Matt Short is there.
Yep.
You know, you can put Cameron Green opener. There's so many different options looking forward and blooding up some new guys. I think Australia need to do that.
What will help Jake Fraser-McGurk is the batsman that Australia has down the order. With Jake's style of play, and he likes to take on the bowler early on from literally ball one. And the players that if he ends up failing in an innings, the players that come after him can sort of stable the innings. So I think he needs to have that in his mind, and he needs enough experience to get there mentally. So with 2027 World Cup being in South Africa, I think, you know, Champions Trophy, January, February would be the perfect time. He gets exactly 2 years to prepare for that World Cup, because I think the World Cup is going to be in March as well, February, March.
African summer.
Yeah, so I think he gets 2 years. You know, he can really light up that World Cup, you know, with his style of play. South African pitches hopefully will suit him. He likes the ball coming on, and that will give him the experience that Australia needs.
Of course. The guy's got so much ability. Now it's time to showcase it. Because Australia in that T20 World Cup, it just said that, there needs to be a bit of a refresh. Look at some new players coming into the team and give them that experience to be able to do that. And I like what I'm seeing from Australian players in the MLC. Even Steve Smith, he's been very good, Steve Smith. proving his doubters wrong in a way, saying he should have been in that T20 World Cup squad, but it is what it is. Matt Short has made a promising start. Travis Head's doing okay.
We haven't even spoken about the 2026 T20 World Cup happening in India.
That's right. McGurk needs to be there.
Yeah, because with enough experience on that international circuit, that will do him good for that T20 World Cup as well. So, 100%. Australia, I know you're going to laugh at this, but personally, Australia never cracked the T20 formula for me. I know they have a T20 World Cup.
I disagree with that. I told you that in the preview video of the World Cup. Those are my exact words.
Yeah. And
why I had we're missing the semifinals.
Well, I said you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at what I say next. The World Cup that they won, I think it was a bit of a
I agree
one
with you
on,
for that
one,
one
on,
as well.
One on toss, if you can put it that way.
Yes,
and
I agree with you.
People don't like. I've said this to a couple of friends as well, and Aussie friends, and they laughed at me. So,
you know, you don't have to laugh. You just say, "Do they put that on the trophy?" No, they don't. So you don't have to tell anyone. That's all good.
But yeah, that's true. That's true. But I think,
well,
and that's why
that.
I think with 2026, Jake already has Indian experience playing in the IPL. You know, most of the team does. So that
yes,
if they need to win that, I think Jake needs to start in the Champions Trophy.
I just want Jake Fraser-McGurk, Travis Head opening combination in both formats. That would be fire. You know, that's awesome.
I hate Travis Head.
You hate Travis Head? What's he done to you? What has he done to you?
You really want to talk about that? You really want to talk about what Travis Head has done to me as an Indian fan?
Personally.
I mean,
hate
from
is a strong
now
word.
till the end of time, Travis Head, I'm going to hate on Travis Head. Doesn't matter if he hits 100 in a test match ever. I'm still.
I suppose you hate many Australian players then, of course.
Well, it depends. Depends. The jury's still
up. Score ducks against India, you love them. That's the key.
I mean, I can be confident Steve Smith is going to do that anyway if he opens.
That's going to be a big question, a big talking point before the Border Gavaskar Trophy later this year. 100%. But you can't, the thing is, right, just touching on that quickly, that's the pickle they put themselves in because Cameron Green performed so well at number four. There's absolutely no way you can move him from that position now. So if Steve Smith is going to struggle at opener, what do you do?
Well, and let me ask you a question. I'll ask you a question. In your experience in the domestic circuit, who is that young batter who's coming up the ranks who can replace Steve Smith as an opener, and then Steve Smith can go back to his normal batting position? Do you have anyone in mind? Opener?
But the first player that comes to mind who's had a great few years is Cam Bancroft.
Yep. And that's, that's what I was trying to prove is that's where Australia have failed it to some extent is that they haven't sort of molded anyone to replace the openers in the last few years. I can't remember any. I've followed domestic cricket in Australia closely and I can't remember any. Like, you know, have performed here and there, but
yeah, to me, the player I still have very high hopes on who can really crack it by the time he hits 30 and onwards is Matt Renshaw.
Yeah,
he's the player I look at and say, please, you know, find that form that you had early on in your career because he's got a lot of ability. He's the player I look at and say, you can be good for us. There's a few players in domestic circle, like Henry Hunt is such a good player. But can you get the big, big, big runs? I mean, Will Pukowski was such a disappointment. What's happened to him? I don't think he'll ever play again, personally. But the thing is, the next few years for Australia domestic cricket, very crucial because we need to get players putting their hand up because Kawaj is getting on and Smith is getting on and Marnus, I think, has just turned 30. And, yeah, there's going to be some spots opening up.
Yep.
And there's some good youngsters, Teague Wiley and Campbell, Kellaway, and there's some good players there. The one I like is McSweeney. I think technically he's probably one of the best players in the country, Nathan McSweeney. They're going to be players who you're going to put your hand up and say, can you be in the team later? So we'll see what happens there. Also happening around the world at the moment, India in Zimbabwe. What have you made of the series so far, Nash? Bit of a good learning curve for the young Indian players?
Oh, it's been brilliant. I don't know why Riyan Parag was dropped after just one game.
That's unfair.
That is unfair. That is unfair.
He wasn't the only player who had a bad day that day.
Exactly. And I think people just from now on, they have to give, the management has to give these players a sort of a long leash. I think just go out there, express yourself, you know, just enjoy cricket. The pressure's off of the ICC trophy. You know, now the pressure moves on to as defending champions in 2 years' time. And given it's going to be in India, you can safely say that it is at home. There is more pressure, but there is familiar conditions. So get used to the international circuit, get used to the pace of the international game, perform at your best, enjoy the game, and you have a long leash. Just go out there. Don't that fear of failure, remove that from their minds. And
I agree.
but again, having said that, in the last two T20s, second and third, it was absolutely brilliant. The performances, the batting, Abhishek Sharma scoring 100, Shubman Gill scoring a 66 yesterday, in the third T20. The first one, disappointing, but again, bowling, we can't fault the Indian team there. Ravi Bishnoi coming up with the goods, and it was absolutely brilliant to see all the accolades that Bishnoi got. And we have been saying that he should be in the T20 setup for a long now, and he will be there for T2026. Yesterday we saw Washington Sundar as well. So this new Indian, young Indian side is stepping up, and it's going to be a really, really exciting 2 years from now until the 2026 World Cup, and for the
I think that's a,
2027 50 over World Cup as well.
there's a lot of fearless young Indian players coming through. That's the thing. And if India are on their game, they can win a whole bunch of trophies over the next decade, sort of make
Absolutely.
up for the last decade.
Absolutely.
They
And I
can.
think
They can.
now, given obviously pending the conditions, we're going to see a lot this Indian side try and score about 175, about 180, about 200. That's their target batting first. They're going to go hard from ball one, and they're not going to sort of, kind of like England would in tests. I don't want to go there again, but
Sort of,
just go hard. Go, we have Rinku Singh as the finisher. We have Sanju Samson. You add Surya Kumar Yadav to this team. Add Jasprit Bumrah to this team. Add Shami to this team as well. Some brilliant players, or add Akshar Patel to this team. So there's plenty of firepower to come in. And
Cool.
now for these players who are playing in Zimbabwe, it's all about sealing their spot in the playing 11. It's a good headache to have for the management.
Absolutely. There's a lot of talent, a lot of talent. And it's adjusting and playing in different conditions. That's why this experience, I know Zimbabwe not a high ranked team, we know that, but the opportunity to experience something so different to what you're used to, away from home, different conditions. It'd be good to see if this Indian team has the opportunity to chase again in this series. Very good batting first, but we saw what happened when they were required to chase. So that'll be a good test for them. But yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of talent there, a lot of talent. And there's a good opportunities to give them that opportunity. Now, in the test match, we'll finish here with the test match at the moment. The bowlers whose surname starts with A and ends in Sin had a huge day yesterday, but it wasn't Anderson, it was Atkinson. 7 for 36.
Nicely done.
Mate, not bad. West Indies will be disappointed though. Batting conditions, I know under cloud is never easy, but pretty decent pitch. Be disappointed with a few of their dismissals.
And it was funny. Did you hear? I saw a video today. Did you hear the commentators when the England team was walking out, and when they were lining up? They were all talking about Anderson, and and it was like a small, literally a sentence that a commentator said that, oh, we are seeing here James Anderson in his last test match. The clouds are out to help him as well. And that was so funny to me. I mean,
Oh,
come on, that was just too funny.
man, it's
But no, Anderson,
it.
any fast bowler that plays 188 tests, it's a remarkable achievement. It's a remarkable achievement. He's
Yes,
taken
and to be fair to him,
701 wickets.
his overseas record has improved significantly the last 10 years plus. They were very poor for a while in these early days, but he's just been incredible in terms of his consistency and his longevity. I still think he's maybe not as impactful anymore, but he's still bowling good enough to keep going if he wanted to. And you can pick and choose when you play him particularly.
But it's
in
all
home
it's
games,
all about the Ashes, Chabel. It's all about
it's all about the Ashes. Apparently, last year it was what they're doing is bigger than an Ashes trophy. Now we need James Anderson to retire because of the Ashes. Yeah. But yeah, look, credit to him. 701 wickets, 188 tests. I was in grade 5 of school learning my multiplication tables and doing my spelling tests back in 2003 when he made his debut. It's just incredible.
Yeah,
I was in year 4 as well.
I was in year 5.
Year 5. Crazy. Yeah, amazing. 188 tests, 700 wickets will never be repeated. So credit to Anderson and credit to Atkinson, an amazing debut. Congratulations to him. And England were very well set to get a big win in that first test. So thanks, Nash.
Thank you.
To all of our viewers and listeners. Follow us on Crickblog Pod on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be putting out some reels. And we'll see you guys next week.